Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Candle sitting here on your bedside table, traveling throughout the world, visiting boys and girls everywhere, sitting on their bedside table while their mother and father sit close at hand, and I tell them the stories of the children that I greet and meet all over the world. And tonight I'd like to tell you a story about a little girl whose name was Whispering Mary. Whispering Mary. Well, Whispering Mary, she lives over in Poland. And Poland is a very up-and-coming country now. After the experiences of deprivation from the past, it's coming out of it very beautifully. And the people are warm and gentle and loving. Well, now, Whispering Mary speaks and lives over in Poland. And she's a very charming little girl. She's 5 years old. And believe it or not, she has been known by all of her friends as Whispering Mary because she goes around whispering secrets in people's ears. And people say, "What a silly little girl. What a silly, silly little girl." And Whispering Mary went over to George and said, "George, you are a very fine boy. Everyone thinks you are a very fine boy. I am happy to know you, George." And then she whispers it in his ear so only George can hear it, nobody else. And then she goes over to Arnold and she says, "Arnold, I am so happy to hear how you helped your mother do the dishes last night. You're such a wonderful boy. You are so fantastic. Mary, how did you hear that I did the dishes?" "Well, your sister told me. And your sister told all of us girls what a wonderful boy you were and how they just respected you so much." And Arnold said, "Wow. Wow, don't tell the guys," so you know. And so Whispering Mary said, "I only whisper in your ear, Arnold." And then she went home and she climbed up on her daddy's lap. And she says, "Daddy," in her whispering voice, "Daddy, I love you." And with a big smile and a happiness on his face, Daddy looked down at Mary and said, "Mary, I love you. You're so wonderful." And in her whisper voice, she says, "Daddy, I have a secret to tell you." And Daddy put his ear close to her lips and listened. And she says, "Daddy, I love you. And all the world loves you too. Because everybody I talk to about you says you're the best daddy in the whole world." And Daddy listened, and he said, "Oh, Whispering Mary, you are always filled with bright, happy things. I am so happy to be your dad. You're wonderful." And Whispering Mary jumped out of her dad's lap, and she ran over to the corner of the room, and she hunkered down in the corner of the room, and she kneeled down, laid almost down, and put her mouth right next to Tabitha's ear. And Tabitha is a beautiful cat. And she says, "Tabitha, Tabitha." And Tabitha looked up. "Tabitha, I think you're wonderful." And Tabitha had a kitty smile on her face. And Whispering Mary said, "Tabitha, I will love you forever." And Tabitha gave a big meow, meow, and rubbed her cheek against Whispering Mary's lips. And Whispering Mary knew that Tabitha understood everything she whispered. Whispering Mary went around everywhere, whispering in people's ears, because it seems there's something very special about a whisper. Something very secret, very treasured. And Whispering Mary found that out. She found that out when she was just 5 years old. And all of her fifth year. She's going around whispering in everybody's ear. And the next day when she went to school, she went up to her teacher's desk, and she says, "Teacher," and the teacher says, "Yes," and she says, "Bend over here." And the teacher bent over and listened, and she whispered in the teacher's ear, "Teacher, I'm so glad I'm in your class." And then she went away. And the teacher had a big smile on her face. And Whispering Mary had a big smile on her face. And everywhere Whispering Mary went, a big smile followed her. Yes, we can all be a Whispering Mary if we like, but Whispering Mary, in her lifetime in Poland, she just whispered, whispered, whispered. And you probably read some books about her coming up as she gets a little older. She's still only about 12 now. But Whispering Mary is quite a girl. She's quite a girl. She's been whispering for years. And what a wonderful way to say, "I love you." Ah, I hear the Sandman coming. He's got his bag of pixie dust, and he's going to sprinkle that on you. So slide in your bed now. Give your mom and your dad each a great big hug. Oh, Dad's not here tonight? Okay. Give your mom a big hug. Say, "Mom, I love you, I love you, I love you." And then lay back, cover up. And Mr. Sandman will drop some pixie dust on you. And you'll have lovely dreams. And wake up in the morning refreshed and bright. Have a lovely evening. Oh, there he is. There he is. He's done now. And I'll be back another time. This is Mr. Candle with Story for Bedtime. I love you. I love you. I love you.